Support comes from Orthopedic and Spine Center. Dr. John Burrow provides total and partial joint replacement and total joint revision of hips and knees. Appointments at 757-223-9822.
For 45 years, The Cure has been the epitome of goth rock, and their first album in 16 years, Songs of a Lost World, proves that they continue to be the standard bearer. The last thing anyone expected was for Robert Smith, at 65 years old, to recapture the essence of his band. But he has.
Every time you kiss me, I could cry, she said. Don't tell me how you miss me. I could die tonight. I've a broken heart. The song that knows is changing. We've been too far apart. And it's too late now for me to just forget.
The album begins with a sprawling 7-minute long epic where Smith doesn't even start singing until halfway through. But having lost his mother, father, and brother since the last Cure album, Alone is the most emotional way to start. The 8 songs on the album are full of turmoil, darkness, and mourning, but the lyrics give them an impactful sense of mortality, which is what Cure fans both new and old have always been yearning for. Awash in churning synthesizers and foreboding feedback-squealing guitars, the magnificence of Songs of a Lost World is in its world weariness. Robert Smith and The Cure have created the ultimate example of aging gracefully.
Songs of a Lost World by The Cure. It's the album of the week on Out of the Box. Listen for songs from it Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5, and on demand at whrv.org/out of the box. I'm Paul Shagru. Thanks for listening.
The sight of those beside me in the silence of a heartbeat.
Support comes from Orthopedic and Spine Center, working directly with employers to understand their unique needs and develop programs which optimize employee recovery and outcomes. More at 757-223-9823.